another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely loud and real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, everybody. Oh my gosh, that was kind of a blowout for the ears there. We're also brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee, of course. Mainframe USA apparel is in the building. Insane in the mainframe. We got a banger of a show today, everybody. Technical difficulties, so if you can't quite hear or something, then I don't know. You're going to have to deal with it. On today's show, of course, we have the real David Webb. What's up?
What is going on, everybody?
How do you think we're doing so far? You think we're flying solo?
Flying Han style.
Yeah. But we're good.
We're good. Yeah. We're good. It sounds good. I've definitely had rougher starts.
So yes.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Corey's had rougher starts.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
He forgot to record a whole show.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
Okay. I was just making sure that I'm recording the whole show right now.
Good thing you checked.
Exactly. You heard her voice, everybody. L Boogie's in the building. What's up?
Not much.
Did I throw you off with L Boogie?
A little bit.
You gotta get used to it.
I'm still getting used to it.
I swear, the day somebody yells out in the street, "Hey, L Boogie," you're gonna definitely be like, you know what? Thank you, Aaron. Thank you.
And then bust
the move. Corey called me L Boogie today too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And of course, over across from L Boogie, the other half of Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Everybody, what's up?
How's it going?
That would be pretty
awesome. I was
about to
say, you
got to
remember
that
this is a
partner.
Podcast, and then you got to, you know.
I start out with expectations first. You got to have the momentum.
How you been? You haven't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, it's just been busy. I mean, I like to be the Wilson of the group and just be over the fence and just watching.
Oh, okay. Have you ever seen Wilson's real face?
No, I have not. Still.
You got to see it, man. His massive scars on his jaw. He's like hideous. And also, of course, here, week in, week out, everybody. They stay here. They are the loyal fans. We couldn't do the show without them because literally nobody would be listening. The chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hey, chat.
Sup, chat.
Yes, chat. Thank you. Thank you. No, you're doing too much,
wow.
Chat. This is all
upgrading.
For you. All for you, chat. How dare you?
Wow.
Today, of course, is a special day. Corey's not with us. That's not why it's not special. I'm not, not trying to say special because Corey's not with us.
He's if they want to assume
Corey,
that's the reason.
I mean, Corey probably caught an alien disease.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
So,
yeah,
I did call dibs.
Hands down caught an alien disease.
Yeah, he's way too curious. He's got to rein that curiosity in.
Yeah, no, I took that question to work, and overwhelmingly, no.
Yeah, just smart. Neil, who was it? Somebody tweeted out that we changed forever the way that they hear Katy Perry's E.T.
Oh, interesting.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. That's got to be... Didn't even think of that one. Neil, if you weren't up on the discussion, we were having a small debate on the after shows for the last one about would you have intercourse with a extraterrestrial?
Huh.
That's the correct response.
Corey was very much for it.
Yeah, Corey is very much for it.
Was he trying to make a new species? What was his end goal?
His whole thing was it's
curiosity.
An experience. Let's all,
let's make peace with our alien brothers.
That's
and
like
sisters.
Finding something dead on the road and you're just not poking with a stick. You use your hand and you just poke at it.
That's
no,
exactly.
No, that's not exactly. That's finding something on the side of the road and just putting it in your mouth. That's what that is.
Or finding something outside of the road and having sex with it.
There you go. Boom. We'll leave it at that.
That's a really high standard for aliens.
Finally got to go to the Art Street, of course. Went twice, and it was nice.
It's the chair.
It's very artistic. First of all, I got to see there.
It's very street.
I got to see some random people do a performance in the middle of the whole event. And it was It was interesting, to say the least. One thing, there was a lot of people there, Neil, with your type of mustache.
Oh.
I don't want to, you know, put you in a box or anything like that, but...
I hate boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Hipsters. They were everywhere. I played a little game with the person I was with. How many Chuck Taylors can we find on people's feet?
We could do that right now.
Is that a hipster right? thing? Like back
apparently
when...
it is now. I didn't
is
know.
It?
I have two pairs.
All I ever, aside from boots, all I ever wear are Chucks. Pairs.
I'm just saying.
I've worn Chucks since I was like 15.
Count at least 12.
I got
count at least 12.
I'm wearing
is
Nikes.
One of them leather?
Whoa, look at you. Yeah.
Those are leather
are
ones?
They red?
Yeah,
I'm wearing red ones.
You got red ones. You have leather ones. Leather black ones?
Leather black ones.
And I'm wearing like brown ones. Where are you at on this?
I'm wearing Nikes.
Oh, look at you. Ooh. You're the hipster of the hipsters. Huh?
That's right.
Wow.
So I do things before.
I do. Look at my Air Force Ones.
We got a lot to get into because I know I got an exciting event for you guys. I worked really hard on this, and I think you three are the perfect to test it out on. It may be a new segment that we might go forward in the show. We'll find out. But for now, let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
What the hell, Neil?
I was not
what the
informed
hell,
I had to do that.
Neil.
They don't ever inform people. You
vibe,
just figure it
sir.
Out.
It's a vibe you feel. That's what it is.
Do we need to redo that?
No, it's all right. Okay. It's okay. All right. We only got a couple of stories because, like I said, I want to get to this new thing. And then, LB, you had some stuff for me, too?
Later.
Okay, later. All right.
Ooh. I have stuff.
Ooh. Yeah, you do have some stuff. That's right. Before we do that, before we do BA dubs, let's what you got, Webb?
All right, so we are in the final days of our social media contest. If you're not following us on social media, now is the time. To enter, all you have to do is follow us on Twitter, and then you get bonus entries for visiting Facebook, subscribing on YouTube, subscribing on Twitch, or following on Twitch. I don't know what that's called, but whatever that is. And then all of our social medias. The winner gets a optical mouse RGB from Corsair and a new mouse pad. And Ivy Doom Kitty is throwing in a 2017 signed boudoir calendar.
Ooh.
So you can hang that up in your awesome gaming space that you tricked out with Corsair stuff. All you gotta do is enter, follow us on Twitter, and yeah. Monday is the last day. Monday at midnight, we announce the winner on the Wednesday show.
Am I the only person that whenever you see like a specialized calendar, they just go straight to their month? Their birthday month.
I think I do that too.
Yeah,
I want to see what's
you want, oh, you want to see what's the month? What's the picture?
Yeah, I'd like to see what is the month of February. I usually call it Februarin because it's my you know birthday month. But you know, so get it trending, everybody. Hashtag Februarin. There you
go. That's funny because I like to do April O'Neil.
Oh, there you go.
April O'Neil.
Okay.
Actually, you gotta
I get it. It's a stretch.
I mean, that's not calendar.
It's a stretch.
Okay.
It's a stretch, but you know, we'll allow it.
Sure.
You know, we'll allow it. You know, we'll give it the old. There you go. It's a good one. It's a good one.
This keeps me coming back, guys. Son is a motivator.
All right. First topic on the docket, we have GameStop set to change their controversial Circle of Life program. LB, you said you didn't know what the Circle of Life is.
I don't.
It's the scene where Simba gets risen above all the other lions and other animals.
I think I know that thing.
And then Rafiki throws him promptly off the side of the cliff.
I did not know that part.
It's a darker tale, yeah. I mean, Disney tried to keep it under wraps, but, you know. I mean,
he is kind of crazy, so.
Wow, crazy monkey. There you go. Circle of Life, of course, was a thing that was keeping people at the jobs a bit scared because they had to make numbers. They had a quota now to do. We need to sell a certain percentage of magazines, our subscriptions. We need to get some reservations. We need to get the game protection plans and all that stuff. And if you weren't hitting these numbers at your local GameStop, if you work there, God help you, one. And if you work there, you would have your job threatened. Well, now, since Kotaku and other video game news sources blew that story out of the water, GameStop is like, we need to step back because bad press isn't good press, which is just the simplest of all, you know. Forms.
Unless your name is Activision. And then you say, well, they're just really passionate about
exactly.
our trading program.
Exactly. So now instead of doing individual scores for each person, they're going to broaden it to the whole store as a whole. So now your whole store has to make a certain amount of number. So everybody feels like a part of a losing team. That's what it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it
it's
is.
It's better. Teamwork. It's better. It's a group step. Effort. It's a step in the right direction.
Okay, so I would. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm the only person that's ever worked at GameStop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, this isn't anything really new. This is they were just putting more emphasis on it now, as of lately. But back then, when I was there, they always try to drill it in your head. You know, go and do this. Go and do this. Go and do this. Hated it. Couldn't stand it at all. Whole bunch of things we can't really control were looked at as things that you should be able to. Mm. So I'm glad that they're kind of easing up off of it. I'm gonna just wrap this up. If you are a young person looking for a job, you know, in high school or fresh out of high school or something like that, while you're doing school, GameStop might be the place for you. But if you are an adult trying to live, then don't even look in that direction, everybody. Next one on the docket, we have
trying to live.
Yes, exactly. The movie Get Out. Has everybody heard about this movie?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a documentary about a young black man who has to go and spend time with his girlfriend, who is of the Caucasian persuasion, her family, and some shenanigans happen. But apparently it holds, as of today, and I even checked this today, it holds an 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh. That's a high rating.
Very high
rating. I
feel
like that's a little... It has to be exaggerated. Like, 134
reviews.
Like, is that fake news?
Alternative
facts.
It's alternative facts.
I won't go that far. I will not go that far. I'm just saying, maybe finally America's woke. How about that?
I feel like it... I mean, I want to see it.
You want to see it?
You know what?
It's just, I feel like it's just, it. When it first came out, I first saw the trailer, I thought it was as corny as I thought it was going to be, where it was just like stereotypical, where it was going to be like a racial thing, but then it turns into like a horror thing that just over-encompasses everything.
Time out. You don't think a racial thing is a horror thing?
Yeah. Well, ooh. I'm not.
You know how scared I am every single time I'm in a Bed Bath & Beyond and there are white people everywhere?
Really, I'm scared there too, though.
I'm scared there. I was there today. I'm scared there.
No, I mean, I want to see the movie.
Biggest chair I've ever seen in my life.
I want to see the movie, but I'm the type that really doesn't pay for movies in the theater, at least.
You're the type that gets upset if you don't like the movie, even if you didn't have to pay for it.
Yes.
You still want your money back.
Very true.
You get free movie pass.
You want to get
don't
paid
like
for
the movie. You
want to
get paid for being there.
Very true. Very true.
So
I don't think I'll get disappointed with this movie, though. I think I'll get scared, and that's my other fear. Is I really will get scared because it's a kind of close to home thing.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, that's right. It's Peele's director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was crazy because everybody knows him for comedy, you know, Key and Peele and everything like that. And to switch and kind of knock it out of the park with a horror is like, whoa.
Well, it's a horror comedy. That's the weird thing.
Is it a horror comedy?
Yeah. I'm looking at the critics' consensus. Funny, scary, and thought-provoking. Get Out seamlessly weaves its... Trenchant, just talk normal, okay. People. Social critiques into a brilliant, effective, and entertaining horror/comedy thrill ride.
I wonder what's the comedy in it?
What is the I don't know. And even one of the local movie critics, Gavin from The Wake Up Call, he goes to say, Gavin grade the movies, and I heard him giving like a preview for his review, and he was saying that there's like stupid funny parts in it. And then you're scared. So it's weird. It's a weird mixture. I've never heard of a horror comedy. Would that be a ho-com? Like you have a romantic comedy.
Hold on. Yeah, because I don't think that's what it
would be
called.
Or would it be a horror-com? Because a romantic comedy is a rom-com.
What'd you say?
Didn't it sound like you said horror-com?
Yeah, that's...
Like,
no, I heard ho.
Ho, the
that
first one
was first
ho.
Attempt.
First of all,
ho-com,
the second one took it to the second
or
level.
Or horror-com.
Web, a horror-com and a ho-com is like Pretty Woman. That's that's a ho-com. You know, right?
Okay.
So what would this be? Would this be a...
You're paying a lot more.
A com horror.
Yeah,
if you're going to do that, I don't know if it
you're
can
paying
be
a lot more. Hang on. Paying a lot more. If you're paying... You're paying $14.75 or less.
Where is this going?
For Lady of the Night.
Wow, I don't know I don't know the going rates.
I don't know the going rates, but I know that can't be it. Mm. That's how you get them alien diseases.
If you're in the chat room right now, you know the going rates of of the ladies of the evening.
Where did this go? How did we get here?
Oh, apparently
it's
from
Get Out.
Yeah, Horror Con. That's where where it started.
But right now, you know, like back to the actual thing. It's crazy how it's been at this high at least since its release and has not shown any signs of slowing down. But do we think that it's a overhype thing? Is it just a quick burst, and then maybe over the weekend, after this weekend, we'll see that it dwindles out?
I know very little about this movie, to be honest. The previews don't really tell me much.
But how did the previews not tell you anything?
Well, mainly because I watched them with the sound off on Facebook.
You coward.
No, because I'm at work.
Yeah, that's why.
So,
The premise is simple. It's like, have you ever seen the movie Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
I haven't seen the original.
But you've seen one.
I've seen one of them.
So it's the same premise. Only difference is the parents are crazy and they're like, I guess, holding black people hostage or something like that.
Oh.
So I mean, I don't know. It's I want to see
in
it.
The South?
I don't even know. The first trailer that I ever saw, when the guy calls, you know, when the main character gets a call from one of his friends, like, hey, you know, people are being, you know, are missing up there. You know, that would have been enough for me to be like, well, then we gotta go. I'll see you later. Thanks, mom and dad. Nice to meet you. But me and Becky are leaving. Yeah, no. So
I feel like that's kind of common sense.
There's a lot of things missing from every horror movie, and that's common sense.
Common sense.
You know, you don't follow that weird, crazy noise. You don't see why that guy with the giant knife is walking towards you.
The guy in the giant knife is chasing me. Should I run out the back door? No, I should run up the stairs to the highest level of the house.
Exactly. Hide in a closet.
Hide in a closet, and then when found, climb out onto the roof. And try and get down.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
And then fall and break your ankle.
Boom. And then get stabbed.
And it goes the same thing for video games. My dead wife is calling me from a city I've never been to. Let me go investigate. She's been dead for 2 years, but she still has, you know, Boost Mobile for some reason.
Where you at?
Exactly. Let's go ahead and do that. Yeah, no.
That is some service.
Exactly.
I might switch to Boost.
Some crazy service right there. Yeah, no, so I don't know.
What movie are you talking about?
No, that was a video game. That was Silent Hill 2.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I think actually this new Resident Evil is something to the same
thing.
That's
right, that's what it was. It was Resident Evil 7. She says, don't come find me. All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, thank you. That's when you hit the reply button and you go, cool, have a nice afterlife, ? And
where should I send the papers? Or
exactly.
Just
yeah, I mean, I understand people. I understand that, you know, love is strong, but horror movies are crazy. So, next on the docket, Overwatch teases a new altered Numbani map. So, I think it was like last week or something like that, I posted up in the VGB a picture of a news story or whatever, you know, a little fake Overwatch news story.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh.
I saw it like first thing in the morning. Overwatch even put it up on their Facebook.
Yeah.
So I just went and just kind of reposted
Hashtag
it.
Stand with New Bonnie.
Yes. Hashtag
I like
Stand
it.
With New Bonnie.
I thought that was
who?
Topical. Well, I thought it was Jake.
Oh, yeah. No,
I was like, wow, Jake is like really like topical.
Yeah, no, that definitely wasn't
topical.
Him.
Like lotion? Topical?
Yep.
Sarah.
Neutrogena. He is Neutrogena topical.
That's horrible. That is horrible. But what it does is it depicts a robot being smashed into one of the walls in Numbani, the very first area that you start in if you're attacking. So people are putting their speculations out there. And then also there's other photos that were, you know, of course released. We've seen them already where it's the glove, the Doomfist power glove is gone from the actual, was it the payload? Some people may have never seen it because they never get by the damn payload, but it's gone, people.
Damn.
Let's go ahead and, you know. So if that map gets changed like
that
if the map gets changed, it's going to be pretty interesting to see if it stays changed like that. Will they, you know, have more hints for this new character that's out? You know, we all know it's Doomfist. Let's just face
well,
it.
Well, okay, but
I would like to throw in some.
Okay, throw in some.
Okay. They did release another prior article about an AI scientist.
Yeah, that the young lady, right?
Right.
Hyphy.
Hyphy.
That's what we call
her. No, her name was not Hyphy.
Her name's not Hyphy.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure out how to say her name, so
terrible.
We decided it was Hyphy.
So Webb decided
it was a mutual decision.
So I'm just hoping to see like something. I mean, like, Doofus is inevitable. She's probably going to show up regardless. But if they were to throw something else prior to him being released as like something later in the year, but I mean, another AI character like Zenyatta would be pretty cool. But
so another Omnix. Another Omnix. Looking for. Well, I know some of the theories in our like personal chats and everything like that have gone out. I think it was Steven who put out. He believes that the little girl will probably just create the next Doomfist,
right?
And it'll be an Omnix, but she created this, like, I guess, a good superhero version of the to use the Doomfist or something like that.
I would actually agree with that theory, or be really inclined to see that happen.
Because when I'm looking at this, and that definitely looks like somebody punched. I mean, it doesn't look like it was, because the other theory we talked about on Wednesday was that she was creating that spider thing. A spider, like, drone.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's a really viable...
Reddit thinks it's extremely viable, but looking at this, it doesn't look like a drone shot something at this. It looks like it was punched.
Could
which
be.
Which tells me it's Doomfist, but I'm really glad that they're keeping that... They're going to have that as part of the map. I was wondering if they were going to do that.
So, is that a good thing? Do we like how they would keep different... Or they would change the maps to kind of tease the releases of new characters?
I like it.
I like it.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. I like those new, those short articles too that just come out every now and then.
Yeah.
They just kind of fill in the, and shape the world.
Shape the world, yeah.
News.
Are we looking for a single player ever? Like a co-op campaign type of deal?
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
That would be, but I don't think they really need it. I feel like the intrigue is to be involved in this, is to be able to catch all the news that comes around and just kind of piece together yourselves. Like, I mean, like you're in real life and just you get these news as if you were part of this already involved in community.
The only thing I don't like is like it's very reminiscent of like Destiny. And in order to know the lore of Destiny, you had to go online and look at the cards.
Right. There's a difference in that.
I mean, read it. I mean, there is a difference.
Here comes the hate.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Let me stop you right now, buddy.
I'm not saying it's exactly the same. I'm just saying I don't want it to get to that, to where that's like... Basically, I would prefer it to be some sort of campaign or a story mode or something. Well,
I would prefer a story mode.
This in Overwatch?
Yeah.
Instead of the you play like the box.
Well,
stuff.
Like I feel like it becomes repetitive in this kind of game.
It's a game that definitely a game for people who like that type of like game mode.
Right, and I mean it was fun. I'm horrible at it. Which is another reason I haven't bought it yet. But I feel like if there was more of a storyline for me to follow, I might actually invest in it.
Because you're partial to like narrative type games, yeah.
Because I feel like this is they're aiming. I think they're doing that in by purpose not to is because I think it's like it's gonna be like your CNN news where like it just pops up on your feed if you're following.
Right
thing. So it's like you're
living
in the world.
Right.
So you get all these like public places, but you don't really know about them until like you start reading through and checking these blog posts, and it just emits you into that world that they live in, and then you start seeing all these crazy shenanigans that Sombra does, and then you realize that oh, she's going to be part of this thing, and then now you get more excited because now you're following that. Conspiracy.
So are you saying that there is a storyline? It's just not in the game. It's by following it
in
real life.
Inadvertently making you part of their world by creating this huge news network through social media.
Okay.
That's cool.
I get that.
Because like, even like the teaser image, you have like breaking news and then the tweet that went out, it was done like a news tweet,
like an
official press release. Yeah. So you know, I get that. That's actually a good way of looking at it.
To me, that's good marketing,
as
opposed to this
Because for one, they don't have to waste a lot of money. They don't have to waste a lot of money trying to create something that is going to be played one or twice.
Yeah.
Speaking of being played once or twice, the new beta for Ghost Recon Wildlands is out, everybody. Yes. And there was a group that we're in called the PC Gamers Group or whatever. and somebody, I guess, posted in that group a video, the Beware, or Before You Buy, or Beware. Buyers Beware. Thank you. And I watched that video, and I was disgusted. I was simply disgusted. The guy pretty much trashes a game that didn't quite deserve what it needed, you know, the criticism it got.
Right.
I'm not saying it's game of the year.
No.
By far. Not saying it's game of the year.
Not game of the year. We already know it's going to Zelda.
No. That's Mass Effect Andromeda. Everybody knows it's going to that bad boy.
I like both of those evenly. If it went to either or, I'd be happy.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've seen Zelda. You just add Skyrim elements.
It's going to go to Mass Effect.
It's Mass A. That's what it is.
I'm excited for their multiplayer.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Yeah. The multiplayer is going to be, like, it's tough. This coming March is going to be tough for gamers because, you know, money can get tight for some gamers. And it's like, do I get this? Do I get that?
Buy all the things and eat top ramen for a month.
Just keep calm and buy it all. Sacrifice. That's what you got to do, everybody. But the game is very good. I would say Ghost Recon is actually up the ante on their own franchise, at least. The open world is cool. The firefights that we get into are very good. I thought the game was going to be extremely easy, so I was like, whenever I buy it, I'm going to crank it up to 10 right off the bat. Just play on the hardest mode. But we got into a harder area of the level, of the map, and it definitely gets more difficult.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely gets more
difficult. And that was just the one skull rating.
Yeah, five skull ratings. I did some five skull stuff today.
Did you?
Yes, it is really, really difficult now. And that... I don't know. I still might have to put it up to 10 just to test.
Just to test, know, the just skills. To see.
Yeah.
How does it compare to, like, say, Division, the first one?
So it does what the Division probably should have done. So I don't know. Because the Division, I really liked. I'm not going to knock it. It ended so fast.
So the way I think of it is it took the best parts of the Division, mainly the concept of it, and then just took that and then pasted it into a better game. They made it. It was actually an open, whereas Division kind of seemed open world, but there was still it was a very tight area where you could be in.
Right.
Ghost Recon, it's an actual open world, and there's a lot more. I feel like the enemies are smarter in Wildlands. The little thing.
Some of them. I mean, we've only played by the way, we've only played the beta.
That's it. As we went through the story missions that we played, they did get smarter, I felt like. It was like you were working your way up, you know, from, like, the grunt level of these guys up to a higher-ranking person. I think it has the right elements from the Division. It's like they learned from the Division, and they said, okay, how can we make this better?
And then we also, it's whenever you get later on into the games, it starts getting, you know, more armored enemies.
Right.
There's jammers, so you won't be able to use your, drone.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Your drone gets, like, disabled.
That's interesting.
So you have to either sneak in and disable the jammers, or one person sneaks in, disable the jammer, so the rest of you guys can look over the... And there's anti-air things, so you won't just be helicoptering everywhere.
Like we did.
Like we did. It gets a little difficult. They ramp it up, and I liked it. And I'm like, it's got to be a day one buy for me. It comes out March 7th.
Okay.
Yeah.
If so, Aaron says it's a day one.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Wow.
But see, the thing is, I think I like it a lot with my friends, because this is a co-op game. Right.
Yes.
So what's the team limit? Is it still at four?
Four. It's only four. Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to be ghosts. You can't go in there with like 10 people. You know. If they made like if they made like a game where it's like, oh, you guys are the rebels and you have to build an army type of thing. Yeah, you can see something going up that big. But if you're a ghost squad, you're supposed to be in and out. You're not even supposed to be there. You need to keep the group small.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're gonna go with three people. Not naming any names.
Destiny.
But, Four is a sweet spot.
It's a good, it's a sweet spot.
Nice. You know, you had N64 plugins, you know.
Yeah, I feel like four has always been like the standard, I mean, since the beginning of time.
Yeah. You got to go with four, you know.
It's That's how many people you can keep on your couch.
Exactly.
Is that what that is, for real?
I don't know, but it makes sense. It makes sense. That's logic, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Right. That's like the soft spot for snacks, too. What? You can't have more than that, or else you just have to go to Costco.
All right.
That family fun pack of cheese puffs.
It says, was the beta just for a certain amount of time, or is it still going?
It's still going out.
I think it ends Monday?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's Monday
or Tuesday.
I mean, but then you got like, what, 2 weeks before the actual game comes out, so you'll be good.
What didn't you like about it?
The driving.
The driving?
The driving is, I got used to it, so I can drive, you know, pretty well. But yeah. After, I don't like the driving of any of the air vehicles. The ground ones I've already gotten used to. I will, you know, I don't do motorcycles anymore.
Did you try? Yeah, you and I learned the hard part.
Me and Webb get on a motorcycle the first, you know, time playing. We hit whatever, you know, divot rock or whatever. Go supermanning off the motorcycle.
Across half the map.
And nice.
Just face plant right into the dirt and die.
Anybody
and
in chat, like, wow. If you guys make GIFs, find that clip. It's in our VOD.
Yeah, it is.
Make that shooting star meme.
It really could be a shooting star.
It's the perfect shooting star meme clip.
Because we just drive, and then we're flying for the longest. And then
the guy we were with, Sir Butcher, I don't think he's in the chat right now, but he was behind us in a Jeep. And all of a sudden, he's like, what the hell happened to you guys? Yeah. Where are you?
I wish I could have seen it for his vantage point. Nice. Yeah. It'd be perfect for that.
Hilarious.
But I stay off of bikes now. I don't do the bikes as much.
Have you flown a plane yet?
I have flown a plane. I did the mission that you screwed us up on.
I don't know what you're talking about. We ran out of gas. That's why you're crashing.
I don't understand what mission would be like, hey, go steal this plane and then crash it. That's exactly what
I was doing a barrel roll. I was doing a barrel roll.
A terrorist mission.
Normally, you don't. Well, there you go. Yeah. normally, you don't do a barrel roll and lose a wing.
That's true. You're doing it right.
Yeah.
If you're doing it fun, then who knows what's going to happen?
Okay.
So the two things I don't like about the game, driving,
mm-hmm.
Basically any vehicle. I think I'm better at a helicopter than I am at a car.
Okay.
Which Aaron has been in a helicopter with me, and that's saying something.
Yes.
McDuck. We also ran out of gas in that. Although I did land the helicopter on a shack.
Not a good thing.
Well, getting back into it was difficult, but the skill level that it took to get on that shack, that's something.
Okay.
And I don't like, I think you were going with this a second ago, I don't like playing single with AI.
See, I haven't played with AI yet.
They are so dumb.
Okay.
I don't understand how the enemy NPCs are so smart and the troops that you're with are so dumb. They just go running in. There's no stealth.
That's definitely not a good
thing. Unless I'm just not doing it right and I have to tell them to be stealthy, but they're just run and gun. I'm just like, okay.
Sounds like me.
All right. Mm. I'll just throw some grenades. We're already known. Just chuck grenades in there.
So that's all that I had for the docket today. LB, do you want to go with yours right now, or we can go?
We can.
All right, LB, the mic is yours.
So Neil and I, we've been working all week on Oblivion stuff.
Yes.
We are definitely kicking into high gear. We still don't have an exact open date. Still working on that, but. We are excited to let specifically the VGB listeners know that we are opening up applications for a job with us.
Sweet.
There it is. So, quit your jobs now, everybody.
Maybe not yet.
Quit GameStop now.
Nope, quit now.
Where you guys have a Circle of Life program.
Exactly. So we need 3 coffees sold by you to the same person. 10 minutes. Yes.
Okay. And we want those coffees. We want the trade-in to come back.
Yeah, they'll trade it in the bathroom.
So these guys are not working in our shop.
We're volunteers.
Exactly.
But no, we're not making it like fully public until sometime next week.
Okay.
But if anybody listening is interested in applying to work at Oblivion, you can go to oblivioncomics.com/apply And there's an application there that you can download and fill out and email to us.
Will funny hats be involved with employees here?
What do you specifically? What
that's a really would you like really to wear?
Like you know how they have corn dog or hot dog on a stick, and how they all wear you know hats and stuff like that.
Thor's reaction is the best.
Like, does everybody have to wear Thor helmets?
Does Thor wear
probably helmet? Not yeah, the unless there's an event see? Like oh, for right. the Thor yeah, movie. Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
I was picturing you know? Chris Hemsworth, and he doesn't have
no. Yeah, Hemsworth helmet. Hasn't donned the helmet yet. The
wings,
which actually, he probably should sometime. In
he
one
should
of these
either
things.
Don it or they or should make a reference of it somehow. Like eventually. He should walk past it and be like,
"Yeah, like, I can't believe I wore that thing."
You yeah. I mean, they did. They reference Green Lantern and Deadpool.
They reference.
They do.
Luke Cage's old. You know, yellow shirt yep. and headband.
Yeah, it's true.
So, that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, so I
and
mean,
the little crown that he had.
I mean, because if you guys did have a dress code.
Oh, he wore the helm in the first movie.
Oh, see, I never watched any of them. Sorry.
well, now I gotta look this up again.
You did see the like even Logan? They made a reference to the blue and yellow.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
Oh, and Logan, they did. And
they no, did it in the X-Men movie
in Future Past.
And they,
oh,
they even,
that's right.
They would even did it in the X-Men
in the
movie.
Original
yeah.
one.
The original one. Yes.
It's like, would you prefer it to be yellow spandex or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. And I stood up in the theater and said yes. Yes, I would.
Did you really?
No, I didn't stand in the theater. They would have.
I would have loved that.
That yeah. I didn't go watch it in the theater.
I was there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, why would I even go do that? That abomination of movies. That's awesome.
You never
though.
Know.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I know now. So that's very exciting. Congratulations on one step moving forward to the hottest coffee spot and comic spot in Sacramento. And I can't wait to live there. So, you know, there you go. So if you're going to be working there, guys, I want you to know I already got my seat there. So when I walk
in, you're
going
to have to deal with him.
Every time I walk in, I want to hear, "Hey, Mr. Carter.
Sometimes you want to go
these
where
are just,
everybody
yeah. These are just prerequisites.
You.
It's going to be on the application. You'll see it there.
You'll probably see all of the VGB people.
That's hard to say.
All the time. Corey has also said he's going to be there all the time. He's going to find a space to be his permanent desk, apparently.
Yeah.
yeah. If the place even was on fire, I'd probably still be inside being like, well, it's can
I
we turn the air conditioner down, guys?
yeah.
Like the AC needs to come up a little bit, guys. Let's
it'd be like
here.
That what's that meme with the dog? This is fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
Nothing is wrong.
Yeah,
wrong. He just reads his comics. This is fine.
Exactly.
Nothing is fine. Okay.
Nothing is wrong at all. All right, everybody. Here we go. I hope you guys are ready because I have been working on this all day. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the VGB Jeopardy. I don't have any theme song, sorry. It's kind of anticlimactic with that one because we can't use the actual... Yeah, no,
nope.
Let's
you
not do that.
You should beatbox it. That sounded better.
All right. If you're listening at home, you can play at home. If you're not listening at home and you're at work, tell your friends to gather around because it's going to be exciting. Our today's contestants, we have El Boogie, of course, the real David Whale.
David Wells.
And of course Neil deGrasse Tyson. We'll see how this goes.
I feel like this is unfair. Neil deGrasse Tyson knows so many things.
We would lose.
Yeah.
Before we even start.
Yep.
Kind of.
You go. Nope. You're gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. You're gonna say this. I'm gonna say that. Then you're gonna say this. Then I'll say that, and I win the game.
Are we all familiar with the rules of Jeopardy?
You answer in the shape of a question.
In the form of a question, correct. Yes.
Form.
Shape of a question
shape,
sounds better.
Form.
We will shape have only circle. One round, of course, because I didn't make enough for double Jeopardy rounds. And
lazy.
There are only four categories as opposed to Jeopardy's normal, like, six.
Well, you really just half-assed this.
First of all, Alex Trebek writes everything himself, and he's an amazing man.
Is he really?
I have no idea about that.
Not.
Okay, I was going to say,
there's no way he writes
everything
by himself.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
Well, he you know. Definitely knows when the contestants are wrong right off the bat.
So, of course, if you answer the question correctly, it will be sound by... that noise. If you answer it incorrectly, that's what you'll get. Of course, we all hear that. All right.
Yep.
Seems
we are here.
Sure.
So nice of a punishment, Bill.
So, are you ready, chat room? Yes, they are. So let's get down. I'm thinking of a number, of course, between 1 and 10, just so we can figure out who's going to go first here, and then we'll go from left to right from there. Neil, please pick a number.
Is it 3?
That's correct. You are first, and we'll go with you first. And then we'll go Webb and LB.
What?
Question.
You'll pick last.
Did you have a number in your head?
I had Neil in my head. You're a lucky man, sir.
Not a lot of people will get that.
That's one way to do it.
Of course, if you answer the correct, a question correctly, you get to pick another category and a number amount. Wrong, somebody gets a chance to steal. And if they do, it is their turn. They get to pick a category and so forth until the round is over. There are only 4 categories, everybody. Increments of 100 for each one. So it's 100, 200, 300, 400, and 500 in each category. You would pick the category like I pick, you know, Mario for 300. Are you getting it? You with me, Neil?
Can you repeat that?
Okay, exactly. Let me go over the categories for you. So today's categories on VGB Jeopardy, everybody. Gaming failures. Ooh. Geek quotables. Ooh. Secret Avengers.
Ooh.
An urban dictionary. Yeah.
I'm going to lose.
I love this already, people. I already love this already. So, Neil, you're up first. Let me repeat the category so you can choose.
What was the first one?
Exactly. Now, remember, you can pick any increment, 100, 200, 300, 400, okay, in each category. So, categories again. Gaming failures, geek quotables, secret Avengers, and urban dictionary.
Let's go with quotables.
For
100.
Quotables for 100. It's a trap.
Ding.
You can say your name. Jeopardy, yes. Yeah, we don't have buzzers here, so say your name to buzz in, of course.
Can anybody buzz in?
Yeah, anybody can buzz in.
Oh, okay.
General Akbar. Oh, that's not right.
I'll repeat the question.
Oh, damn it.
It's a trap.
Webb. Who is General Akbar?
Very good. Webb with 100 on the board, everybody. Look at that. It's just that simple.
Is it who is the person or is it what is Star
He just forgot
Wars?
To answer the form of a question. Remember, you forgot to. Yes, you have to answer in the form of a question.
Admiral Akbar. Sorry.
That's right.
It's fine. Yes. And Sheldon in the chat, very good. He came up with it. Who is Admiral Akbar? Webb, you're on the docket. I repeat again. Gaming failures, geek quotables, secret Avengers, urban dictionary.
We need a picture of this.
I'm going to take quotables for 300.
Quotables for 300.
Skip 200?
Skip right up.
I got to make sure. I'm just crossing them off so I know which ones not to go back to again. All right. Quotables for 300. Worst episode ever. Worst episode ever.
Sounds so familiar.
You have 60 seconds.
Webb. What is Family Guy?
Incorrect. I'm sorry. Time is up. I was looking for who is comic book guy from The Simpsons, everybody. Who is comic book guy?
You were close.
Webb, you are still up
Holy
on the
crap.
Docket.
I was close.
Webb, you are still up on the docket. I will repeat the categories. Chat room, you're right on it, first of all.
Yeah, they got it.
Jay Ricochet, he hit it up. Jay Gist, he's on there. Special Cases, you're on there. Everybody got it, you know, except for, of course, our contestants here. Yep. So we'll go again.
That's what happened. You just
categories.
Right.
Gaming failures.
Wait, is this still me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Gaming failures, geek quotables, secret Avengers, urban dictionary.
I'll do secret Avengers for 100.
Secret Avengers for 100. All right, here we go. He was given retroactive founding member status in place of Hulk. He is the current leader of the Avengers Unity Division.
Unity Division.
You have 60 seconds. Go. It's a tough one, everybody. I understand.
Webb. Who is Tony Stark?
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
We still get minus points for wrong answers, right?
No, you don't get minus points.
No? So I can just guess?
So you can...
Yes, you can guess. You guys have 15 seconds.
Oh, snap. I think... Okay.
LB? Neil?
I'm going to say... Falcon.
Incorrect. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know this one.
I was looking for... Captain America.
Isn't he still
I almost
Hydra?
Said, yeah.
Yes. I don't even.
Yes, sorry,
when
guys.
When he turned good again, I sorry, lost guys. Track.
Webb, you are still on the...
how is it still me?
Because no one has answered anything correct.
Okay.
Since you, all right. You're in the lead right now. Webb is in the lead with 100 points. Neil, you have zero.
That I stole.
And, of course, L Boogie, hey, you are sitting at Neil as well.
I warned ahead of time that I'm not good at this stuff.
The chat room, you guys are flawless, so give yourself a round of applause. You're just banging it up right now, of course.
Good job, guys.
Webb, you're up on the docket again. Of course, I will repeat the categories. Gaming failures, geek quotables, secret Avengers, or Urban Dictionary.
You know what? It's crapshoot. We're going to do Urban Dictionary for 100.
Urban Dictionary for 100. All right. When you are so hungry that you lack, that the lack of food causes you to become angry.
Webb.
Oh.
What is hangry?
Hangry. Very good, Webb, for another 100.
I knew that one.
Too.
All right. Very good, Webb. Look at you doing the bang up job.
I need a bell.
Jay Giss got it with Hangry, of course, in the chat as well. He's on the ball. Webb, you're up again.
All right.
I do need something so you guys can see a visual cue of what's left in each category.
Yeah, we'll work
like
on that.
Yeah, it's all in development, everybody. Work with me. All right. Categories again. Gaming failures, geek quotables, secret Avengers, Urban Dictionary. Webb.
Urban Dictionary for 200.
Urban Dictionary for 200. You're just going through these ones. There you go. All right. Carpe diem for stupid people. You have 60 seconds. Go. Carpe diem for stupid people.
I might be wrong. Laura.
Laura, go ahead.
YOLO? What is YOLO?
There it is.
Oh, snap.
What is YOLO? Laura on the board. Laura on the board.
Wow.
I forgot about YOLO. I blocked it out, to be honest.
Two hondo. Very good, Laura.
Nice.
There it is. The chat room
I'm
chiming
not,
in now.
I'm
what
not saying anyone who says YOLO is stupid. Specifically because
did,
my husband says that.
All I
so.
Did, all I literally did was... Take the definitions off the Urban Dictionary and throw them into there. So I'm not, calling anybody. Mr. Howard, right. 1, 2, 3, what is
all right,
up,
so it's
Playboy?
All Urban Dictionary.
All right.
What is up, Mr. Howard, 1, 2, 3? You are just now joining the room. We are playing VGB Jeopardy, where it's just Jeopardy, but for nerds, geeks, gamers, and more. Webb and LB right now are in a... dead draw at 200 points. Mm. And Neil deGrasse Tyson, you are far behind with zero, sir. LB, you are up on the docket to choose a category. I will remind you what the categories are so that you can choose promptly. We have gaming failures, geek quotables, secret Avengers, and Urban Dictionary.
Let's go with gaming failures for 100.
Gaming failures for 100. Very good. Okay. Initially very successful... and still remaining the highest-selling game for Atari 2600, it didn't take long for fans to find out how bad this game was, making its yellow character feel blue.
Webb. What is Pac-Man?
Very good, Webb. Webb with 100 points on the board. Pac-Man. Very easy one. Very easy.
This is a yellow character.
Yep. There's no other yellow characters.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Webb, you're up on the docket, of course. Do you need a reminder of the categories?
No, we'll do gaming failures for 200, Alex.
Gaming failures? My name is definitely not Alex. For 200 here.
We'll start with A.
Yeah,
there you go. It's close enough.
This sequel to a massive popular game was supposed to be released in 1998, but was delayed until 2006, leaving fans saying, "This garbage took forever."
It's like every game in that year.
You have 60 seconds. Go. It's getting intense, people. It's getting very, very intense. But I'm liking it. Neil, you gotta come up with something, baby.
Man.
I'm trying to see the chat room if they're not even popping off yet. Okay. Here we go.
I don't know this one.
It's a tough one. You have 30 seconds, people.
Wish I could reread the sentence or question.
Webb?
I'll read the question one more time for you. The sequel to a massively popular game was supposed to be released in 1998, but was delayed until 2006, leaving fans saying, "This garbage took forever."
Webb? What is Duke Nukem Forever?
Nukem Forever! 200 points for Mr. Webb. There it is.
I'll take 150 for that.
You'll take 150 because you cheated?
Yes, maybe.
Uh-oh. Did we call? You know what? I'll leave it up to the judges. Judges in the chat room, since he got the answer
from
you.
Wow, you're leaving it up to the chat?
Yes, I am. They're the judges.
You know what they're going to do, right?
They're the judges. Judges, give me an answer. Should Webb lose the points?
The only one that's paying attention to that is Steven. He's going to say make him fail the game. Thumbs up, Sheldon.
First one. I'll go with the thumb one.
Boom.
Well, there we go.
Thank you, Sheldon.
All right. Webb, you are up on the docket again. The only ones... Oh, you guys have kind of gone all around the board, actually, here, too.
See, there's Jay, negative 200 points.
We should go with Jay, son.
Webb, do you need another...
Well, Lunchbox said Webb cheated, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that he said... Everyone does have access to the chat, though, apparently. Yes, so, I mean...
That's true.
That is very true, so it's fair. All right.
All right.
What you got? Gaming failures, Geek Quotables, Secret Avengers, Urban Dictionary.
Let's do Geek Quotables for 200.
Yeah, that's still open. Are you keeping track of stuff or something?
Well, he jumped to 300.
I jumped to 300.
We made fun of him for skipping.
All right, let me cross it off the board. Here is the Geek Quotables for 200. I know Kung Fu.
Neil.
Oh. Neil.
Who is Neil?
Correct. Neil on the board with 200, everybody. Neil, very good. Finally getting on there. Let's,
I don't know what that is.
Neo from The Matrix.
Oh, Neo.
Yeah.
I thought he said Neil, and I was like, wait, what?
I said that this morning.
It's like me at Starbucks every single time.
That is terrible. Jay Ricochet said Webb's points should be donated to charity.
I like Sheldon's too.
Yeah.
Webb gets the points but has to transfer to Neil.
Oh wow. That's I mean.
Oh, that was happened. Well. That would be I get the points, but then it's Neil's turn, which it is anyway because you won.
Sheldon, you would be correct as well. I would have accepted who is Mr. Anderson. Yes, I also would have accepted that. Neil, do you need a refresher on the categories?
Yes.
Okay, so of course. We have gaming failures. Gaming failures still has 300, 400, and 500 left. Geek quotables still has 400 and 500 left. Secret Avengers still has 200 through 500 left. And Urban Dictionary still has 300 through 400 left.
Let's do Secret Avengers with 300.
Oh, okay.
Do we have a 200?
Yes, you do have a 200.
Let's go 200 first.
Okay. Secret Avengers for 200. A founding West Coast member... As Iron Man, he would later go on to become Iron Patriot.
Neil. Who is Norman Osborn?
Incorrect. What? I'm sorry. Neil.
Norman Osborn?
He's Webb? Iron Patriot.
Webb.
Oh, wait.
Who is Colonel Rhodes?
Judges? I'll accept it. I will accept it. That is correct. War Machine. Yeah. Definitely.
But
where did you get
Iron Patriot first came out on the Dark Reign
Correct.
Arc?
Correct.
That was not your question, though. So
yes, okay. I said the first part was he was a founding member of the West Coast Avengers as Iron Man.
I agree.
I said he would later on become.
Sorry, guys, I messed up on that.
So 200 points to Mr. Webb. Webb is in a commanding lead, of course, right now, at a whopping, 700. Second place, of course, is a tie, LB and Neil at 200 apiece. But the game can go crazy because, of course, we always have the Double Jeopardy still out there. So one of them does have Double Jeopardy, yes. Oh. And, of course, the Final Jeopardy, where you risk it all to either win it all or lose it all. So, Webb, you're up on the docket again?
Man, this show is stressful.
I'll do Urban Dictionary for 300.
Urban Dictionary for 300 is on the docket. Hold on, let me address this in chat. Sheldon says, but not a founding member. Neil was on point, but not a founding member. I'm not sure what he said.
Norman Osborn.
Oh.
He was right, but he wasn't the founding member.
Okay. So Urban Dictionary for 300. Here we go. Bird language for ratchet girls who cannot pronounce yes.
Web. What is yes?
That is correct, is everybody. Yes.
What?
Web with 300.
I was like, wait, what?
I am not getting this category at all.
We talked about it like a couple weeks ago.
Sheldon, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Who is a chicken head? That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
I would agree with Sheldon.
Man.
Jay Ricochet says, great delivery.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nathan says, Ivy would have nailed that one.
Yeah, she would have.
She would have
nailed that one, definitely. Webb, you're up on the docket. Let me see how much. Okay.
That's 1,000.
Yeah. That's not 1,000. You have 1,000?
I have 1,000.
You're at 1,000, yes.
We should just call it a night.
You never know.
Anything could happen.
Like I said, that Double Jeopardy is still out there. Webb?
Can you tell me what the...
Categories again?
Yeah.
Gaming failures.
Okay.
Geek quotables, Secret Avengers, and Urban Dictionary.
Gaming failures for...
There's 3, 4, and 5.
300.
Gaming failures for 300. Developer Silicon Knights originally meant for this one to come out on the PlayStation, but it remained frozen in development hell for years. Forced to start from scratch over and over, it switched from various consoles. It finally landed on Microsoft with the release in 2008 for the Xbox 360.
Can you repeat that?
Developer Silicon Knights originally meant for this to come on the PlayStation. It didn't. It finally reached the Xbox 360 in 2008. It's a tough one.
Web. Stab in the dark. What is Castle Crashers?
Incorrect. 30 seconds. Anybody? 10 seconds left on the board. Can anybody chime in?
Webb.
You can't anymore, Webb, because you've already answered.
Neil,
what do you got?
I'm going to take Sheldon's advice and say, what is Banjo-Kazooie?
Incorrect.
Thanks,
I'm
Sheldon.
Sorry.
Thanks, Sheldon.
LB, do you have anything left?
Nope.
So I was looking for two human. Chat was right. Mr. Howard and Lunchbox.
Yep.
Both. Chat was right. Two human, everybody.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a game
that was supposed to come out on PlayStation, but because of lack of development,
how
it postponed
dare you, Web.
Till 2008. Came out in the 360.
So we're at a crossroads here. Web is at 1,000 points right now, and the other two are at 200.
Yep.
We can still keep going, of course, because you're very, very much within the old delivery line here. And we can just ignore this music that's playing right now. because it's starting to heat up.
All right, let's do it.
The chat room is really getting into this.
Engaged.
And I'm liking it. I'm liking it, everybody. So let's keep it going then. Hold on. Here we go. Webb, you're still up on the docket.
Okay.
We have Gaming Failure still up there, Geek, Quotables, Secret Avengers, and Urban Dictionary. All at least with 300 plus.
I'm going to do Geek Quotables for 300.
I take that back. Geek Quotables has 400 and 500.
I'm going to take Geek Quotables for 400.
All right. Geek
Alex
Quotables.
Alex would have gotten that right.
Yeah, Alex would have got that right, but I'm sorry that Alex is not here right now.
So we have Aaron.
That's terrible. Geek Quotables for 400. Let me scratch it off the docket. And Human Sacrifice, Dogs and Cats Living Together, Mass Hysteria. You have 30 seconds starting, or excuse me, 60 seconds starting now. I will repeat it one more time. Human Sacrifice, Dogs and Cats Living Together, Mass Hysteria.
It's right there.
Forty-one seconds, everybody. This is
okay.
A tough one.
Web.
Uh huh.
This is from chat. I'm a prerequisite that. Who is Peter Venkman?
That is correct.
That is a Ghostbusters line. Yes.
That is a Ghostbusters.
I had it. It was there, and I could not think of it.
There it is, everybody. Web is just blowing away everybody.
I'll take 200 for that one because I got it from chat.
Wow.
Instead of the 400.
You mean Webb is cheating?
Well, everybody does
that
have
one,
access
every,
to
you
chat.
You guys all have
my
access
phone's
to chat.
Dead.
Oh, well, see,
uh-oh.
Now it's
if you
not
didn't
fair
have an,
anymore.
If you didn't have an iPhone.
Uh-oh.
That we is, would have Drug Choice
that's
for you.
Very true. Yeah.
I did just get like 20 minutes of notice to be here.
That is very
true
as well. That
valid.
Is very true as well. So, Webb, I will listen to the chat's rules and I'll give you. If you're 200 for that one.
And then you can move it to Laura or Neil.
So
Laura
then
hasn't picked one.
Laura, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, oh. But you've been awfully quiet on any of the answers.
I told you I can't do these games.
Awfully, awfully quiet on any of them. So I will let you choose one. You have Gaming Failure still up on the docket. One more for Geek Quotables, Secret Avengers, and Urban Dictionary.
Let's go with Urban Dictionary.
For either 400 or 500.
Four.
400. Urban Dictionary here.
There's a 500?
There's a 500,
I
yeah.
I thought these only went up to 400.
No, these are, we're going big money.
Okay.
Forget all that. Yeah.
I'm trying to like throw back my brain just a couple
just
notches.
Just we need to calm
down.
All right. Urban Dictionary for 400.
For a hot second.
Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
To be fired.
That's it.
To be fired.
Web. What is canned?
Incorrect. To be fired.
Urban Dictionary.
To be fired. It's a tough one. I haven't even seen it in chat yet. To be fired.
I thought it would have been canned.
That's what I thought.
Chad hasn't even got it. Wow.
They haven't?
No.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And
I don't know it.
Sorry. I was looking for trumped. Trumped.
Oh!
What is trumped?
Okay.
That makes
what
sense.
Yes, yes. So, LB, you're still up on the docket again.
This category is mean.
Sorry. Of course, the categories again, we still have Gaming Failures, Geek Quotables, Secret Avengers, and Urban Dictionary.
Gaming Failures.
For either 300 or 500.
300.
Oh, no, excuse me. 400 or 500?
400.
There you go. All right. Riding high off the success of Halo, this title was hyped as being the next big sci-fi franchise for the Xbox, with notable science fiction authors Orson Scott and Cameron Dayton. I'll read it one more time for you. Riding high off the success of Halo, this title was hyped as being the next big sci-fi franchise for the Xbox, with notable science fiction authors Orson Scott Card and Cameron Dayton.
Shoot. Web?
Web.
What is Mass Effect?
Incorrect.
I don't know Xbox games.
And these are the tougher ones. Now when you get up to the 400 and 500s, these are the tough ones. Chat hasn't got it yet.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Tell us that so we don't use chat.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Riding high off the success of Halo, this title was hyped as being the next big sci-fi franchise for the Xbox, with notable science fiction authors Orson Scott Card and Cameron Dayton.
Neil.
Neil.
I'm going to say Prey. What is Prey? No.
Incorrect.
I'm trying to remember what else came out that time.
Oh. Laura, you're the only one that have a guess, right?
Laura.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with what chat says, since that's okay, apparently.
Okay.
What is Advent Rising?
Correct, everybody. Advent Rising for 400. Instantly jumping Laura right back into the race.
Chat made a rule, though.
Oh.
They said if you take the chat answer, you get half the points.
Half the points. So 200. She's still in
the
race,
though. Does that mean that we need to adjust Webb's numbers?
The last one I did, I already adjusted it. I took 200 for 400.
So that means you would have to adjust the other one.
What's the other one I took?
For 200.
150 for 300. Or for 200.
So there's another 100. Another.
How do you remember this?
I'll minus 50
again. I'm keeping it written down here. That's why. So you have now, Webb, you have 11.
Okay.
Neil. You have 2. And Laura, you are at 4. But it can be anybody's game, people. It can be anybody's game. 400. And you're still up. No, wait. Now we go to Neil.
What's up?
So that'll be the rule then. If you take it from chat, it has to pass from you to the lowest player.
You take half the points and then you.
Half the points, lowest player.
I'm okay with that.
Neil, you're up on the docket with either. We still have gaming failures for 500, geek quotables for 500. Secret Avengers for 300, 400, and 500, and Urban Dictionary for 500.
Let's close out the quotables.
Quotables. All right, for 500. Geek quotables. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Neil.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I know what movie it's from. I just don't know what that
You've
thing's
called. You've got 10 seconds, Neil.
What is the ship? I don't know his name.
I'm sorry, Neil.
Preemptive, yes.
Is anybody else?
Damn it. I know what movie it is.
Anybody else?
It has to be the character, right?
Yeah. I did it preemptively.
You have 30 seconds.
Right there.
Laura.
Who is Hal?
Correct. Who is Hal from Space Odyssey?
I couldn't remember what it was. I was like, I know the movie.
Space
What's
Odyssey?
The character's name?
And that was a whopping 500.
Man.
Full points. That's crazy.
So you're at 900
She's
now.
At 900 what? Within 200 from the top. That is impressive. I'm going
to
say,
I
don't
know. I need to watch that movie again, too.
Chat was on the ball big time. What is Hal 3000? What is Hal? Or who is Hal? What is 2000 A Space Odyssey? I would accept it. Hal 9000. I don't know the exact actual
what model number he
yeah.
was. Yeah.
Because the only thing it says from the quote that I had, it just says Hal. And then it says 2001 Space Odyssey. But yeah, very good, everybody. Very good. Laura, you are up on the docket. We have closed out, of course, the quotables. So Geek Quotables is gone. So all we have left is Gaming Failures for 500, Urban Dictionary for 500, and Secret Avengers for 300, 400, and 500.
Let's close out Gaming Failures.
Gaming Failures for 500, everybody. An angel named Bob, who is sent by God to battle Satan in a crime-infested future city known as Factor. I'll read it one more time for you. An angel named Bob, who is sent by God to battle Satan in a crime-infested future city known as Factor. You have 60 seconds. This is a tough one. I told you they get difficult.
This one.
Difficult as they go higher, everybody. They get difficult as they go higher. And you know how I know it's difficult? Because the chat isn't even chiming in. That means they're Google searching the crap out of this right now. Tough one.
This is unfair for us.
Right?
I'm getting WTF in chat room. Lovies.
Name Bob?
That's a very angelic name.
I know. You only need 3 letters.
It's a tough one, people.
That is a tough one.
It's a head scratcher.
All right, I'm taking this from chat. Web.
Okay.
What is Messiah?
Correct. What is Messiah, everybody? It's a very, very old,
obscure,
old, failed game, though. And it actually had a big, high budget on it. So you got half? You got 250?
Got 250.
250 from chat.
What year was that game?
That game, I don't know. Somebody in chat, Jay Ricochet, he got it, of course. Mr. Howard, I'm sorry, you have to answer in the form of a question. So
Jay always gets these games. Jay, he was winning all over the place at you guys' last party.
Jay, really? Yeah. 2000, he says, question mark. We'll go with that one.
Sure, okay.
Neil, what's up? Since you are still the lowest on the board, it is up to you. We have...
These are impossible.
We have... Urban Dictionary for 500, of course, and Secret Avengers 3, 4, and 500 still up on the board.
Let's do Secret Avengers 3, 4, 5 are still on the board?
Yeah, 3, 4, and 5 are still on the board.
300.
For 300... That sound means... He hit the daily double, everybody.
Oh,
so this is actually worth...
Made it sound really ominous.
600 Whoa. Points.
Bum, 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 bum.
Here we go. So, Neil, this is just for you.
Oh, man.
No one else can chime in. He's hit the daily double. Are you ready?
I hope
no one else can chime in? Oh,
not for the daily double. All right.
Does he get chat for the daily double?
It's the same rules. If he gets... Well, he doesn't have chat, first of all.
No, I'm sharing mine with him.
Oh, okay.
To make it fair.
Okay. So then, yes. Yeah,
no, you're so nice.
I know.
No, but he did ask if I should just take it away from him.
Terrible.
True.
Are you ready, Neil?
I'm even.
All right, let's go.
Here we go. Daily Double. Secret Avengers is the category.
Got it.
Former member of the Mighty Avengers, she is currently the leader of A-Force.
A-Force. One more time.
Former member of the Mighty Avengers, she is currently the leader of A-Force.
I am so behind on these Marvel comics.
You have 40 seconds. Former member of the Mighty Avengers, currently the leader of A-Force.
It's funny, because I was going to say,
it's a tough one.
It is a good, tough one.
You have 10 seconds.
Who is She-Hulk?
That is correct.
It was either between Carol Danvers and her, because like those are the only ones, because you gave away that it was a female, so I was just okay, it's got to be one of those.
I was going to get Squirt Girl.
So right now, everybody deserves a round of applause. We are all in the double, or at least high
Avengers, but
hundreds.
I don't think she would lead it.
Probably not.
So
where are the scores?
Scores right now, Webb, you have, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 9, that's 10... You have 1250.
All right.
Webb has 1250. So let me write that down. 1250.
Ugh, 1250.
Neil, you are at a whopping 800.
Woo.
And L Boogie, you are sitting at a whopping 900. So very much bougie. Everybody in the bougie. Running here. We're in the running here. We only have four spots left in each of these categories. Three spots for all the categories. And then we can hit Final Jeopardy where it gets really massive.
Oh, no.
And you have to make wagers. And for that one, I will actually ban chat room for the Final Jeopardy.
That's
so
fair.
Everybody will be out of the Final Jeopardy one. What you will do, though, you will... I wanted to write on something. That way you guys wouldn't just copy each other's answers. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have anything currently to write on except for this book here. And I don't know if I can rip pages out of this.
If Neil's phone weren't dead, we could all do it on our phones.
Yeah,
there should be sticky notes over there, Aaron.
Are there sticky notes over here?
There should be.
Yeah, but I don't see any right now, so I don't know. I'll just rip a page out of this book.
Jay.
So
you can't ban me because I quit.
So here we go. Who's up on the docket now? I'm sorry, who just got the last one? Neil, you still up?
Yep.
So all we have left, of course, is 500 for Urban Dictionary. Or you have 400 and 500 for Secret Avengers.
Secret Avengers, let's go with 400.
Secret Avengers for 400, everybody.
400.
Are you ready?
Sure.
I was born ready.
Yeah, sure you were. Accepted membership after assisting the West Coast team, but left before the official vote was taken. He is currently a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Webb? Who is Star-Lord?
Incorrect.
Say it again.
Accepted membership after assisting the West Coast team, but left before the official vote was taken. He is currently a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Current.
You have 40 seconds.
Neil? Shot in the dark. Agent Venom?
Incorrect. LB.
I don't know.
So you just got in pass?
Can
basically?
I answer for LB? The points will go to her.
I'm sorry. Jay Ricochet was the only one right. Who is the Thing, everybody? The Thing.
Wait.
You gotta form your answers into a question.
Also,
no, you didn't.
Nobody even said the Thing, so.
The Thing?
Yes.
Like the Fantastic Four of the Thing?
Also, I would have accepted Benjamin Jacob Grimm.
Whoa.
Yes.
Plot twist.
You know what? Round of applause for Jay Ricochet, though, everybody, who is killing it right now. Who is probably currently in the lead with,
like
the
I
most
said,
points. Yes.
He wins this stuff
all
the time.
Here's the question, though.
What's the question? Is he
how
Googling?
Much of this is knowledge and how much of this is Google?
That is also true.
We can't, we don't know. We don't know. Lunchbox, I'm sorry, you're incorrect. Who is Dave Bautista? That is definitely wrong.
Mr. Mantis.
Howard is not Mantis, no. Jay Ricochet, though, on the ball, everybody. So all we have left now, Neil, you're still up on the docket.
Yep.
We have just 500, of course, for each.
Let's kill that second one.
All right. So
500.
Secret Avengers for five.
Five big ones.
Five hondo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Because became a member of the Dark Avengers, was killed in Siege number 2.
What?
Became a member of the Dark Avengers, was killed in Siege number 2.
Siege number 2.
It's the tough ones here. It's the tough ones.
Killed in Dark Avengers. Siege 2.
Ooh, even the chat's not even on this.
Neil. I'm going to say Punisher.
Incorrect.
Webb. Who is the Punisher?
Incorrect.
I tried.
I keep forgetting.
This is awesome.
I thought it would have made sense.
Laura, you have about 15 seconds.
He's right again.
Laura.
Okay. Laura.
I'm taking this from chat. Who is Eris?
Aries.
Who is Aries is correct, of course.
Thank you, Jason.
Half the points, of course, for 250. And yes, of course, Jay Ricochet.
What was the meaning of that last, the second part of that question, Siege?
The comic book called Siege.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a story arc where the Dark Avengers invaded Asgard that had landed on Earth. Because
I didn't read that one.
What's his name? The Sentry rips Ares in half. So, ooh. Yeah. There it is, everybody.
Brutal.
All right. We're down to the very last one.
Morningstar is on.
Neil, your category is Urban Dictionary for 500.
Let's do it.
Webb, you're still sitting at 1250.
All right.
Currently in the lead. But right behind you at 1150.
Yeah, I was to say, she can't be far behind me.
At 1150 is L Boogie. And Neil, you're at 800.
Did you see what Jason said?
What did Jason say?
I just say Alexa before the questions are asked, and then she answers.
That's, yeah. I mean,
that's one way to do
that's
it.
That's one way to do it. Definitely.
Wow, I didn't know Alexa could do that.
But yeah, yes. You Alexa, just ask her questions.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. You're up on the docket. Here we go. The final question for regular VGB Jeopardy, everybody. Here we go.
Great.
Urban Dictionary for 500.
All right.
A primarily straight individual who in certain situations can find a person of the same sex appealing.
Wait, what?
A primarily straight individual who in certain situations can find persons of the same sex appealing.
Web. What is metrosexual?
Incorrect.
I thought that was wrong.
Laura? I might be wrong.
Okay.
What is bisexual?
Incorrect.
No, I didn't mean to say that. I said the wrong one.
Incorrect.
I don't know if that's right.
Neil, you're the last one on the dot.
I'm going off of chat here.
Okay.
What is prison gay?
Incorrect. Oh, man.
Why would you not have any point to that?
Because it sounded
correct.
Okay,
that
can
would
I
be
say
something
what I was going to say?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say bicurious.
Incorrect anyway.
Okay. Is it twisted?
It's what I was looking for. What is heteroflexible?
What the heck?
Heteroflexible.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking Jason.
Mr. Howard.
This is all Google, so I'm not sure, but heteroflexible?
Yep, that is correct.
I've never heard of that, but
that
okay.
is correct.
I've
yes.
never heard heteroflexible before.
There it is.
How did you have to look that up?
Yeah, what did you do on Urban Dictionary? How did you find these?
All I did was I go to urbandictionary.com.
Who put prison gay? Who is that guy?
And then
Nathan
you
Tiberius.
Click on individual.
And why did you point to him?
I'm listening.
You click on individual letters and they show you the words by popularity.
Okay.
So I just kind of
just
random.
Grabbed some?
Yeah, I just grabbed whatever was there.
Wow.
BT Dubs, the answer of prison gay was brought to you by Nathan Tiberius.
There you go. So
that answer was too good not to say. So
and me being stupid enough to just read whatever he was pointing to.
If
like,
he,
the chat says it's Mr. true.
If he had said that when, if he had typed that when it was still my turn, I would have said that.
All right, so, people.
I don't even believe anything on this category. By the way, it's just so hard.
We are going into the final VGB Jeopardy, everybody. It is very neck and neck, everybody. We got Webb, of course, at 1250. Neil at 800, and LB. At 11:50. So now I'm going to ask you guys to please vacate the chat.
Oh.
Yep, sorry.
I'm not going to close it all the way because I don't want to have to restart it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Chat, you keep them honest. They are going to be not looking at chat, of course. You can chime in, of course, at home all you want. That's fine. I'm going to be scratching off a piece of paper for them so they can write their answers down. Sorry, Corey, that I'm ripping out of your Marvel's comic book thing
here.
Can I
just write in my phone?
Yeah, you can write in your phone. Neil, you'll be able to write on this.
Then we don't have to rip up.
And you can write on your
thing.
Yeah, so just write on your phone. You guys will have 30 seconds to answer this one question. Okay? Are you guys ready?
Wait, I'm finding the memo thing on my phone.
Good Lord, sir.
Found it. All right.
Chat room.
Preface mine with
are you ready?
Or who is?
Chat room. So now, all you have to do is you wager the amount that you want to wager. and you write.
How many
your,
do I have again?
You have 1150. Neil, you have 800, and you, of course, Webb, are at 1250.
Okay.
Now, literally, anybody can win this. You lose the amount, of course, if you get the answer wrong.
That you wager.
Yes,
right?
That you okay. wager. And you win the amount that you wager if you get it right. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to lose.
Are we ready? You'll have 60 cents.
What?
You'll Nailed have it.
Whoa.
60 seconds to answer the final VGB Jeopardy question. Are you correct?
Let's do it.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I don't know if I'm correct yet. I'm All right, trying.
Yeah, there you go. All right, here we go. No cheating, everybody.
All right.
Here you go. Question. If I die, what do you do?
What?
If I die, what do you do?
What category is this?
It's VGB category.
Well, what was this one?
Write your answers and how much you wager. If I die, what do you do? You have 30 seconds. I love the chat. The chat is so awesome right now. You still have 16 seconds, everybody. Are we ready? I'm going to ask you to put down your whatever's, because it's all different stuff.
Why do you have to close the chat for that?
Because I don't want them to. The chat is kind of all on right. point. So okay, Neil, with Neil, since you are on the bottom with 800 points, what is your answer? He answered everybody.
Take a selfie,
and you wagered how many points?
100.
100 points. That's incorrect. I'm sorry. You are, which brings you down to only 700 points. That's still respectable. Webb. Oh, no. I'm going with Laura. You are in second place. Your answer is?
What is a party?
What is a party? That, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. But you wagered how much?
300.
300 points. Which drops her down to, what is that, 850? 850, if my math is correct. You're at 1150, right? So, yes.
Yeah.
850. Yeah. Webb.
All right.
What did you got?
200 points. What is... Cut you open like a tauntaun.
Incorrect. But you only wagered the correct answer, and chat room got it as well. Gather the Dragon Balls.
Oh, yes.
Damn it.
There you go, everybody. Webb, with our first win of the VGB Jeopardy at 1,050 points? You only wagered 200, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 1,050 points.
I don't know, but good old ninjas has good has a yeah. good plan.
They actually had some very good ones. Lunchbox in here, he said, delete your browser history. Definitely a good one. Jay Ricochet, of course, hide the body, but also what is gathered Dragon Balls, of course. Mr. Howard was the first one to chime in with it. Find the Dragon Balls. I would have accepted that. What is hide Aaron's porn collection? Good old ninja. Definitely. That is all good answers. Thank you, everybody, for in the chat room for playing the VGB Jeopardy. This show went a little bit longer, but thank you for listening, everybody. If you are a fan, you should be coming out to the live show so you can be a part of the chat room every Saturday around this time, which is 9:30-ish, 8:30-ish usually. But just come on out, everybody. You can join the live chat room at videogame_bang on twitch.tv. You can check us out. Please follow us on all the shows, social medias. We have the Twitter, we have the Facebook, the Instagram, everything's popping off. Do the same for Oblivion Comics and Coffee. They are, of course, accepting applications. Just go to, what is it, Oblivion?
Oblivioncomics.com/apply.
Apply, and you can have a chance to see me every day, basically. So, yeah, there you go. And what else we got? We got the thing we're promoting. Web, you want to go and shoot that one more time?
Yeah, social media. Follow us on Twitter to enter to win a prize pack from Corsair and Ivy Doom Kitty. The link for to enter is on pinned to the top of our Twitter. So at Video Game Bang. All you got to do is follow us on Twitter, and then you have 7 or 6 other ways to win.
And that's it, everybody. Thank you. Thank you again for listening. And for Neil, LB, the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged.